Hello. Is everything okay over there? Well, you don't look fine to me. It's pouring down out there. You must be absolutely freezing. Is there anything I can do to help you, honey? You've lost your keys? Oh no, that's so unfortunate to hear. I'm guessing there is no one home right now to let you in. Would that be right? Oh, bless you, sweetheart. You poor thing. Come into my house for now. Get yourself out of that horrible rain, and you can stay until someone with keys comes home. How about that? No. What kind of neighbor would I be if I left you out to freeze? I could not possibly have that on my conscience. Now stop being silly and get yourself in here. It's no bother at all. Oh, darling, you are dripping wet. Get that jacket off. You're going to catch a cold, honey. Sit on the couch near the cozy fire, and let's get your temperature back up. Brr, your hands are freezing. Oh, my. Whew, and you were going to let me leave you out there? Lucky for you, my partner is cooking soup right now. It's just what you need to try and get some warmth into ya. How long were you left out there? Now that is way too long. Why did you not come and knock on my door? Honey, you don't need to be shy. Please don't be afraid to knock on our door if you need any assistance. Also, we like having a little bit of extra company as well. Especially when I'm stuck with her all day.
Hey, I heard that. Soup anyone? Oh, who do we have here? You didn't tell me we were having a guest over today. Oh, wait. You're our neighbor, aren't you? What happened to you? You look like you've been dragged through a bush. Have you been out in that storm today? You're going to end up getting sick. Quick, get some of this soup down you. It's only vegetable soup, so it's fine for you to eat. Oh, you're shivering so hard that you can't even hold the spoon properly. You poor boy. You need more than the heat from the fire to get you warmed up. You're ice cold to the touch. We need to think of something because there is no way we can leave you like this. I know a way we could maybe help you, but the suggestion might be a little strange. But I promise it's going to help you, even just a little bit. And you need to help me with this too, Vary. So, we are just going to sit at each side of you, like we are right now, and blow on your ears. Your ears are bright red, so they could do with a little bit of warmth. Yeah, I know, darling. I know. But breath. It's hotter than skin, so blowing on you, it transfers energy from inside your body to your ears. Well, honey, if it doesn't work, then we will stop. But it doesn't hurt to try. You don't want to be ill in bed for a week now, do you? Not as if you'll mind too much anyway. It's not every day a man like you gets undivided attention from nice other woman. How was that? Do you feel any difference at all, honey bun? I'm glad to hear that it helped you a little bit. But I can still see that your ears are red raw and need a little more attention. Since our hands are very warm, maybe we can try rubbing and massaging your ears to see if that will do a better job of warming you up. Sounds like it would be pretty relaxing as well. So, you'll try that for real now, sweetie.
Do you like that, dear? Feeling our warm hands making direct contact with your ear and slowly massaging that. One soft touch after another, not stopping for a second. Shh, You don't need to thank us. Just let us take care of you. That's what neighbors are for. We have to look out for each other, especially during times like these. And besides, we don't mind doing this for you at all. We don't usually have such handsome male company very often. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love having Pink as my roommate and sharing this lovely house with her. But it's nice to have some new company from time to time for us to have a change of conversation for once.
It's true. We both work at home nowadays. So we rarely get to see people. Especially not handsome young men like you. I admit, the conversation can get repetitive sometimes when you only see one person all day, even if she is my favorite person. I can't believe that you don't have someone to let you inside, though, especially on a night like this. I'm so glad that we were able to find you and warm you up with our nice, gentle hands. It just wouldn't do for you to get sick out there in the cold. Not at all. No. We're here to make sure that you're nice and comfy and safe. I mean, what else are neighbors for? If not to help one another. It's always good to lend a pair of helping hands to someone in need, or even to pairs. Two pairs of soft, warm hands to massage some warmth back into a pair of chilly little ears. We'll make sure that you stay out of the cold and don't get sick until you can get back into your house, dear. You're safe and sound with us, away from that terrible, terrible storm.
He's still shivering. Maybe we aren't warming him up enough here. Oh, we should get him to bed and wrap him up in some blankets. Can't have our guest freezing to death on our couch now, can we? Here we are. Much better. Get nice and cozy in those blankets, sweetie. No. It's okay. Don't worry about the bedding. We can wash that. The only thing that you need to worry about is getting warm and comfortable. You're with two loving, caring neighbors who only want to take care of you, honey, and make sure that you're safe. You're going to stay with us until the storm passes, or until someone can let you back into your home, whichever comes first. Actually, if you're still here in the morning, we're planning to make some waffles for breakfast. We can make some extra for you if you'd like, honey. Does that sound nice? Yeah? Perfect. I'm sure you'll love Pink's waffles. She's an amazing cook.
Aw, stop it, you. She's so silly. Always trying to compliment me on the simplest of things. I just follow the instructions on the box, honest. But for you, sweetie, think that's, chocolate dips you like. Would you like that? Wonderful. Anything to make you feel more comfortable with the two of us, honey bun? If you're going to have to be stuck outside of your home for the night, we could at least try to make up for it with a lovely night sandwiched between your two lovely neighbors, followed by a deliciously hearty breakfast. You're such a precious little thing, dear. I hope the shivering is dying down a bit for you under all of those nice warm blankets. Your poor hair is so wet and matted from all of the storming, but it's still so soft and nice to play with, and it looks like doing so is making you very sleepy. That's okay, honey. Rest up while you get warm. We'll be here for you in the morning to take care of you and see that you get back home safely. You're always welcome in our home, dear.